416-619-4886.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live. This is where we like to empower you, and magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're ready to go, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Oh, yeah, it's going to be an interesting hour for sure. We're going to be talking about a topic we've mentioned before, and it's about narcissists. We talked about it before. We got some new research, though, coming out of Oregon, Frank, your state. So we're going to have some fun and talk about that and learn some things and be safe. And we got a quack report. But before we get all to all that good stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face every day, praying for
this country, the Bible refers to as your country as your mother. Pray for your mother. And so devotional is in Psalms 138 and Psalms 40, and it's, though the Lord be high, yet he has respect for the lowly, but the proud he knows afar off. And blessed is that man that makes the Lord his trust and respects not the proud, and in such turns away from liars. Amen to that. Have wisdom and discernment, because that comes from the Lord. And the Bible says you should pray and ask for wisdom and discernment as if it were your sister or your kinswoman. Should be that close to you. Wisdom, godly wisdom and discernment. It's a gift from God, and the wisdom only comes from God. And if you ask for it and he decides you should have it, you'll have a great wisdom. And you need wisdom in order to judge things. Yeah, I mean, what else would you do with wisdom and discernment if you didn't judge? Good question, huh? Well, and without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first and last but not least in the quack report, very brief quacker today. Did you hear about Kodak? Remember the film people, Kodak film. I grew up with Kodak cameras, Kodak film, the snapshot and all that stuff. Well, guess what? Eastman Kodak has been granted $765 million from the Defense Production Act. It's a loan in order to help the United States bring drug manufacturing back to the United States and away from China. The loan is expected to create about 350 American jobs located in Rochester, New York. They're going to start manufacturing. They're going to have the ingredients that most essential pharmaceutical companies look for. And they're also going to manufacture the hydroxychloroquine so that we won't have to continue to import it from India. Also, right now, about 80% of the active pharmaceutical ingredients that tend to be imported to the United States from China and also from India, they're hoping that Kodak, Eastman Kodak's going to, replace all that and start making about 95% of those ingredients. Those things will go into, drugs like painkillers and your ibuprofen and acetaminophen, so that, a good 70 to 95% of the drugs we're importing now will be made here. Now, I'm not a big fan of drugs, but U.S. control on manufacturing is going to be a whole lot better than expecting China to look after it. So this kind of is a landmark deal. First time a private company has been given Defense Production Act loan money to bring manufacturing back to the country that was, we lost it. So Kodak is actually going to be a major big pharma drug manufacturer. Isn't that kind of a change of events there? The executive for Kodak, Jim Contanzia, said that they expect that the production of the drug ingredients to make up as much as 40% of all drug business overall, but they hope to bring 70 to 95% of the drug production for painkillers into the United States. So overall 40%, but specifically for painkillers, almost 95%. So we'll see how that goes. And obviously taxpayer money in the works there. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. I just had an avalanche of paper. Sorry. A little distracted with an avalanche of paper falling off my desk. Well, we're going to talk about narcissists and dealing with narcissists. We had a narcissistic world, apparently. Bible said we would, lovers of themselves in the later days, right? Because I've written about narcissism before, and it's really no secret that in 2020 we are seeing more narcissistic personalities emerge, especially in the areas of politics, entertainment, law, education, and also in a big and small living in U.S. towns. You probably know a narcissist. Maybe you're not identifying them as a narcissist, but that's what they are. Maybe after this show, you'll know. But narcissists make actually no apologies for their behavior. And they are written about in the Bible, even. So if you read your scriptures, you would be wise. Therefore, narcissism is not some modern personality play, but is simply, they are simply maladjusted, self-loving, arrogant, and dangerous people. That's what they are. You probably disagree with me at some level, but wait until you engage in one in a really personal way. You'll see. Recently, a scientist at the Oregon State University did some studies. They conducted this study. Hey, they wanted to ask this question. I find it to be a very ridiculous question, but they asked it nonetheless. They wanted to know if narcissists learn from their mistakes. Hey, Frank, we want to weigh in on that. Do you think narcissists learn from their mistakes? What do you think? Well, anyone that has been victimized by a narcissist will tell you they do not learn, and they are unteachable. Yep. Trying to reason with a narcissist will get you, well, a fast degree in frustration. And you'll also have a distinct aroma of lamp oil on you due to being gaslighted. Now, if you don't know what that means, I encourage you to go look that up. Anyone that has lived or worked with a narcissist knows what I'm talking about. What I'm saying here is, it's one thing to read about narcissists, but another to survive their life lessons. So we're going to take a look at this study, hopefully, you know, sidestep some very disturbing experiences. Oh, yeah. Well, let's look at the normal versus abnormal here. The normal person's reaction to finding out that their actions have caused a negative outcome, that they have empathy for whomever they may have hurt, and they evaluate their behavior so they don't repeat the same mistake. That's a normal response. Narcissists, on the other hand, do not learn from their mistakes because they refuse to acknowledge that a mistake was made. So if there was a huge fallout as a result of their mistake, they tend to just blame someone else for it. So they are the masters at sacrificing a scapegoat. Now, confronting a narcissist on their wrongdoing or their blunder, it's going to be met with a fallback response that they have, and they usually come back with, well, no one could have seen this coming. You know, it's not my fault. So narcissists are the career professionals of no responsibility or transparency. So that is why they gravitate to politics and positions of power. Let me read you this quote from Sam Vankin. He's a PhD, an expert in narcissistic behaviors. He says, it is essential to be equipped with absolutely unequivocal, first-rate, thoroughly authenticated, and vouched-for information. And the reason is that narcissists are superhuman in their capacity to distort reality by offering highly plausible alternative scenarios which fit most of the facts. And as you can imagine, these are very frustrating people to have to live or work with. And you can forget about reasoning with them on a personal level. End of quote. Wow. Well, learning to improve. This is the question from the Oregon people. Do they learn from their mistakes? So the researchers at Oregon State wanted to know if narcissists learn from their mistakes, and they don't learn like normal people learn. So according to the research team, when they analyzed, when normal people analyze their behavior to see where they went wrong, that type of learning is called counterfactual thinking. Okay? It is a mental process that people with normal thought processes use to learn from past mistakes. It requires one to live in reality to do that. So narcissists do not willingly admit they blew it, and they will project their mistakes onto someone else. But what they do learn is how to be more cunning in their deceptions, to be better equipped the next time so they can deflect the mistake and hide it completely and try to convince you that the whole thing was doomed from the beginning no matter what, and in doing so makes their target victim feel like the idiot. So this is not normal thinking, and it's not clever thinking. It is how evil thinks, basically. Here's a quote from one of the researchers at the Oregon State University College of Business, Santora Howes, and this person says, narcissists blame their failure on other people's deficiencies. Narcissists think they are better than other people, they don't trust other people's opinions, and therefore they do not take advice. If you ask a narcissist how the outcome should have been, they will tell you it turned out as it should have. Yeah. Well, let's look at the evil mind, because this is what we're talking about here, and the Bible is describing this type of behavior as evil. So good and moral people think very differently from the narcissist. So it is a foreign process for a good person to think like an evil person. So the reason is that the evil person is always thinking up ways to create contention, war, even mayhem. And this is a contentious spirit, basically. So Scripture describes them as always having feet to mischief. So from a normal good thinking person, for them to stay a step ahead of a narcissist requires extended mental effort, and it's exhausting because they just don't think like an evil person. It's hard to think that way. So the battle is really never ending because, you know, narcissists, well, they are known to kick a dead horse. Now, this Oregon study did get published in the July 2020 issue of the Journal of Management. Frank is saying he's assessing the narcissists with he's connecting them with Democrats. Well, I can't disagree there, Frank. Well, I look at narcissists as having a bit of brain damage, to be honest. A narcissist essentially has willful brain damage. You know, they've created this reality for themselves. So in their developmental years, they created this preferred version of reality in their minds. And they suffer extreme distress when the world doesn't fit their version of reality. You know, all hell breaks loose, really. So this is why family members of a narcissist tend to feel as if they were in some Alice in Wonderland play and they can't deviate from their assigned roles. Because it's impossible to please the narcissist, and anyone trying to do so is going to risk losing themselves in the process. I mean, you're going to lose you, the essence of you, if you try. Also, Santora Howes says, narcissists fall prey to the hindsight bias, and they're not learning from it when they make mistakes, and when they get things right, they're still not learning. End of quote. And so what Howes means is, by this statement he makes, is that narcissists, if the outcome is wrong, they're going to say something like, no one could have known. And if the outcome is right, they'll state something like, I knew it all along. Now, you have to wonder, because a lot of people gravitate to charismatic type people and personalities. You want to be careful of that. Is it a shining star, or is that person going to be a total eclipse? Because according to the research, narcissists will climb the ladder of success, especially in big business, because they wear a mask and they fool a lot of people that they know what they're doing and they exude all this confidence, right? But they're just acting. Now, they tend to surround themselves with yes men, and narcissists will often take the credit that they don't deserve and rob coworkers, friends, and family members from their accomplishments and success. It's really underhanded and despicable, but they don't care. So having narcissists in charge is quite damaging to businesses in the long run. According to the study in Oregon, the fallout looks like this. There's going to be low employee morale, high turnover. There's going to be increased risk management with the poor decisions narcissists tend to make. They have low productivity of their employees. They have increased absenteeism and increased in sick days. Yep. And a lot of people that work for a narcissist don't know what's going on. They think, is it me? because the narcissist turns things around on you, blames you for everything. Everything's your fault. Hey, you cannot be wrong 100% of the time. But that's what a narcissist would have you believe. Right? You're never going to win an argument with a narcissist. The reason you'll never win an argument with a narcissist is because a narcissist is compelled to lie to you, and it really doesn't matter if it's a small or a big lie. So if you can't have any honesty and transparency, you what do you got? You got nothing. So to the narcissist, it's really not all that important that he's lying to you, that he's deceiving you. Their arrogance, there's a significant arrogance about them, a proud look. The Bible calls it a proud look. And they tend to see people as objects that are there to serve them. Actually, they look at people as consumable things. In other words, when they're finished with you, they discard you without another thought. Yep. So how do you tell narcissists from other people with personality problems or emotional problems? Well, some people kind of lump narcissists in with bipolar disorder folks. And by the way, the official personality disorder of narcissism really didn't get into the mental health area until 1998. So it took a while to trickle on down to professionals to learn and to be able to spot narcissists. So 20 years ago, people really weren't educated. Professionals in the counselor area and the psychology area just weren't really up to speed on what a narcissist is capable of doing and how to spot them. But now things are getting quite better about it. Actually, when you take personality assessments for a job now, they're geared to pick out different types of personalities. So when you answer questionnaires, that's basically what they're looking for. So now some people will lump the narcissist with bipolar disorder folks, but there's a significant difference. And the way you can differentiate between a narcissist is because they have this grandiose fantasy about their life. Why a bipolar individual, their characteristic is mood swings and depression. Now, you can get narcissists that have a smidgen of bipolar disorder. You can get a little bit of overlap, but for the most part, those are kind of the main cutoff lines. So you're probably wondering, well, how do these people think like that? What makes them think like that? Well, creating a narcissist takes pretty much negligent parent skills. It happened in their developmental years. Parents may not be directly influencing their child, but they may be unaware that other family members or friends or even caregivers are molding this child or abusing this child and twisting their personality. Okay. Usually it has to do with a lot of neglect and ignoring. So if there's a parent in a child's life that kind of just ignores the child, this is kind of the building block for a narcissist. There are some also general correlations that seem to tend to crop up over and over again in many of the cases that surround the narcissist when they're young, and there's a list. But a lot of times it's basic.
life and to the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. I guess we're back. Sorry, Frank. Hey, I apologize to the listeners. I got popped off with a big lightning strike that our power went out and we lost our connection. I'm so sorry about that. I'm thinking, Frank, you could probably fix the gap there with editing. I do apologize. But anyway, we were talking about narcissists and how you build them. And basically, it's neglect, ignoring the child or some other form of abuse when the child is young and growing up. And so cases that tend to surround a narcissist and form their personality are going to be ignoring or overindulging a child with unrealistic feedback that creates a great imbalance in their perspective and in their self-worth and self-esteem. So I guess an example would be a parent that expects a child to reach unrealistic goals, or just to totally ignore the kid like he didn't exist. One of those extremes. Also, unpredictable and unreliable care from adults where the child doesn't know if they're coming or going. And then learning to manipulate behaviors from adult care workers. So the child learns in order to survive their malfunctioning, dysfunctional environment, they learn to manipulate people to get the outcomes they're wanting. And some would have you believe that, you know, narcissistic disorder, is their personality is necessary in life, and that, you know, their traits are, you know, really their traits are to be too ambitious and to be considered, children that, you know, they, you give them too many ambitious goals to meet, they can't meet them, and or that they're personally an inconvenience and a disturbance to your life. That's how you make a narcissistic mind. So basically, the narcissist is not someone that you want to meet in a dark alley, right? They have a personality disturbance. They don't see things like everybody else. Now, the American Psychological Association, their publications have stated that a narcissist can have a wide range of personality projections that can appear, they can appear shy, or they can appear charming, or as they would say in the South of the United States, they may be, you know, just a good old boy, but they can function in a variety of settings while they wear their mask of protection as a safeguard for them. So their mask of protection is kind of their version of reality, and they're kind of detached. Have you ever seen somebody that had taken some cocaine? They're sort of in their own little world, really, sort of like that. They're overconfident in themselves, and they tend to be prominent business people in your community, and they may be the person that lives next door to you. And by the way, you're not going to know a narcissist if you just live next door to them. They project an image to you when they're talking with you, when you see them outside their house cutting their grass or whatever. But in private, they're very different people. So, you ever see those news reports where somebody got murdered and then the neighbors are talking to the news crew saying, "Oh, I never would have guessed that would have happened. I would never have guessed it because he seemed like or she seemed like such a normal, wonderful person." Yeah. Well, they're usually living right under your noses. Now, let's say a prominent people, maybe the mayor, a city council person, a legislator, a judge, right? They tend to gravitate toward those positions of power. That's what they like. It feeds their narcissistic fantasy. They have to have this continual supply of the ability to control others. They love that part. It's a continual supply where they feel bigger than life, more important than you, and this is their reality in their head. And then here's the scary part. A majority of narcissists are not clinically diagnosed. That's why they can be your mayor and your judge. Right? God help you, right? Those people really, narcissists don't really have normal relationships. And they don't go running for clinical help in order to cope with their personality. They think their personality is perfect. They think their version of reality is superior. And they don't really take to counseling very well. So actually, if you want to drag your narcissistic spouse, fiance, relative, friend to a counselor, get ready for the narcissist to manipulate the counselor. And if the counselor's not trained enough, that narcissist is going to wrap that counselor around their little pinky. They'll actually take that counselor and turn the counselor on towards you, point you out as the problem. And then all of a sudden you're in therapy. That's what they do. They turn things around and they lie. But it will take a very good trained professional with experience to pick out a narcissist. If you live with a narcissist, you can identify their traits. You have firsthand knowledge. You do. But they're the ones that like to tell the experts that you're the mental case and you need to be committed. See. Here is a quote from Billy Sunday, who was a preacher, who said, a reputation is what someone knows about you, but character is what God and your spouse knows about you. God knows the heart. So a narcissist can't hide from God, see. So the narcissist is a kind of a paradox of a self-centered person, but deep down they have feelings of worthlessness. So they do not possess a lot of empathy for other people, and they see people as objects, not, you know, as comrades, not as equals. They see people as objects to serve them. So the standard narcissist to the untrained eye is just going to appear like they're a little bit arrogant and maybe, arrogant and not abusive at all. The untrained eye will see them as just arrogant, puffed up. But they will seem aggressive to the untrained eye, but not dangerous. Their tales will seem plausible to an untrained therapist, while they convict the innocent, the person who brought them there. So under their iron mask, they're always going to be right, and they're people who suffer from, they are people that suffer from extreme low self-esteem and extreme envy. Oh, envy. You know? They don't like somebody being more successful than them. Not under their own roof. You better not be more successful than them. So their children cannot be more successful than them. Their wife or their husband, whichever the sex would be as a narcissist, you can't be more successful. You're not going to get the credit. So now you can spot, hopefully, a narcissist a little bit. And if you suspect someone is a narcissist, you can carefully test the waters. So you want to be careful about it if you want a confirmation. But above all, you want to be safe. Use your common sense, especially around a narcissist. And in the dictionary, when you look at the dictionary that describes a narcissist, the word stress is there. Oh, yeah. They produce extreme stress in everybody's life. So stressful times calls for some wonderful herbs that help us with stress so we can cope and not abuse alcohol or tobacco or street drugs. Now, you can check out the stress busters, if you will, at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a few there. Valerian root's a nice one. Takes tension out of the nervous system, but it's not going to sedate you. They have also the relaxation formula that will take tension out of your muscles, right? So you've got some alternatives there. They also have some wonderful supplements that will strengthen your nervous system, and you can cope with stress better. So all organic, certified organic, professional strength formulas, whole food formulas, which is important too. The chemistry is balanced because God made it. Thepowerherbs.com if you want to check it out. And give them a call if you want a free catalog, 866-229-3663. You can also order a catalog on their website, 866-229-3663, the Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Also, they're having their moving sale. They're going to be moving next month to a larger facility. So you can take advantage of the moving sale, save 25% on your orders of $50 or more. And Some restrictions apply. So you can check it out online. You will need a coupon, and I think the coupon's on their website. But if you don't have the internet, you can certainly write this coupon on your order form if you have their order form, or you can also use it over the phone. And the code is MOVE20. So if you want to save 25% off, this is a good time. If you want to do some cleansing, if you want to do some immune boosting, if you want to get a pandemic kit, lots of things you can pick up and save 25% during their moving sale. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. All right. We got a few minutes here, and I mean a few minutes. And I want to kind of go back in time a little bit because sometimes desperate times may call for desperate measures, right? And a lot of times you may have to fall back on past knowledge to help us out in a situation. So the scientific community of medicine, scientific medicine community, kind of worried about drug-resistant infections. They've got some medicines now that don't seem to touch bacterial infections. And so they've kind of gone back in time to see if they can glean some information from ancient texts. And they want to go see if they can find some snippet of information that would lead them to the creation of a new wonder drug, basically, is what they're doing. So one of the major fights is seeing a lot of tug of war between a lot of legislative rules that govern also your CBD market, your hemp cannabis market, and the public's looking for natural ways to deal with pain without getting on drugs that create addiction. So you see this blockade, if you will, from the drug companies trying to hinder people from discovering a lot of natural ways to deal with pain. So you want to be aware that, you know, if you're over target when you got something good, when, of course, you know, you're being attacked. There are some major health pandemics causing a lot of infection that we're also concerned about at this time. And this is an area of concern also to modern medicine. So guess what? They're exploring herbal possibilities as well as, you know, doing their usual vaccine and everything else. So we got to keep in mind the public is kind of watching what health authorities are doing regarding a lot of this serious mess concerning drug-resistant infections, viruses, and hospital protocols and healthcare facilities and what they're doing. Also what the government's doing. So the medical establishment it knows that they have to produce something that's going to be effective and not kill people when they're using it. It's not acceptable if you have a degree of people that are sacrificed with a treatment. That's just not going to be acceptable. If you've got 1 in 1,000 people that die from the treatment, that's just not going to work. So we're looking for something that's going to help people. But the real struggle comes in is, will it make the medical profession money? You know, it's not just good enough for them to help people, you know, be well and not die. They got to be able to make money at it. So there's a report here. It gives us a little bit of perspective. In December of 2019, that this report was released. It was by Remedy Review. It was some research. It was a research firm that said they fitness professionals. They were trying to link the scientific community, modern medicine, with the natural healing area. And I'm thinking to myself, good luck. But they report that 3 out of 4 people in general believe natural remedies are safer than prescription meds. So they were trying to shed the light onto medicine. But then again, medicine is just a different animal. They like to patent things to make a lot of money off of them. They cannot sell it like God made it because, you know, they're not going to be able to charge you a lot of money for it then. So this is especially evident with regards to a lot of alternatives to your pain prescription drugs. And according to this report, the public has been very much aware there's a pain addiction crisis, and they don't want to add to it, and they want something else. So Emory Health Services in Atlanta, Georgia, also last year, produced a study on how medics and physicians during this U.S. Civil War at Confederate field hospitals relied on natural traditional herbal remedies to heal the sick and wounded. So imagine the Surgeon General of the Confederate commissioned a field guide to be printed on plants and tree medicines that were used in the field, and nearly all that knowledge was forgotten had they not published this. So the military foraged for plants in the South for their hospitals and their field medics to use, because they had a blockade and some medicines weren't being delivered, so they had to do what they could. So their primary focus was to find and use plants that would inhibit, A, infections, and also, B, to heal the wounds quickly. So the supply lines for the conventional drugs were unreliable. Shortages were a reality. So modern medicine actually has gone back to this field guide that the Surgeon General had it printed up. And they're trying to see if there's maybe some long-forgotten knowledge here about an herb that could cure drug-resistant bacteria. Well, that's the thing about ancient medicine. It survives. You know, it survives because why? It works. That's why it's handed down. You don't hand down stuff that don't work. Now, so we sometimes have rumors that the U.S. is going to go through another civil war. God help us if that happened. But if we do, we might want to have some of this knowledge, right? And be able to go out in the forest and get some plants. Health sciences, we're looking at plants that the Confederates used for bacterial infections. They experimented with some of those plants. They made extracts, otherwise known as tinctures. And this is what they concluded in their research. They said, the antimicrobial activity against many dangerous species of drug-resistant bacteria was evident. So the herbs, the plants, had a defense against the bacterial infection. They said it offers also analgesic effects, which numbs the pain, removes the pain and the inflammation. Why? You talk about a twofer. Kills the infection, reduces the pain and inflammation. Who could ask for more? Usually when you get drugs from medicine, one kills the infection, then they got to add the pain and the anti-inflammatory. So you're on three different things. Here's what Micah Detwiler, he's with the Emory Center of Study on the Health School of Medicine. This is what they found in the Confederate publication. They said, the Civil War Guide to Plant Medicines is a great reference. Our findings suggest that these plant therapies saved many soldiers from amputation of limbs and saved their lives during the Civil War. This research into the Civil War medicinal plants might one day benefit modern wound care. Studying these plants in their traditional healing practices, we have uncovered promising candidates for new drugs if we can identify the plant compounds that are responsible for the antimicrobial activity. We are seeing an ancient science of survival. End of quote. Well, okay, so they're going to wait and find, they're going to dissect the plant, trying to hope to find that antimicrobial key in the plant. But hey, we got the plants. We already got the key if we use the plants. But of course, their focus is got to make a drug, got to make money. We can't just sell herbs. That's not going to make us enough money. They go on to say, I am a firm believer in learning everything we can and garner from the past so that we can benefit now from the knowledge and wisdom of our ancestors. Well, taking that knowledge and changing it is not learning. See? And when you take a plant and isolate a derivative of the plant so you can make a drug, you've changed it. You've changed it, and it's a huge change. The chemistry's not the same, and you're going to produce side effects and maybe even worse. So God's chemistry is perfect. You can't reinvent that. Anyway, the research that Emory Health Services did got published in the September 2019 Scientific Reports and also in the Science Daily Report. So necessity is the mother of invention, and some traditional medicinal supplies that were scarce in the South at the time of the Civil War, the Confederacy had to use what was available. So the Confederacy commissioned a botanist and a surgeon from the South, Francis Poacher, to compile a book of the medicinal plants that are indigenous to that southern area. So the book was included, it included a lot of plant remedies, often used by Native American Indians and also enslaved Africans. So the book was titled Southern Fields and Forests. It got published in 1863, and inside that book were 37 species of plants used for gangrene alone. 37. Other plants were also used for infections, and the Confederate Surgeon General Samuel Moore used Poacher's work as a document of success and converted it into that field manual, which they called Standard Supply and Indigenous Remedies for Field Service of the Sick in General Hospitals. No surprise that the researchers at Emory Health Sciences used that book, and what they picked out of there was white willow bark. It was mentioned in the book as an anti-inflammatory and pain reliever, and they made a tincture out of it. Okay, and they tested it against bacteria known to infect wounds, and they found that it reduced inflammation and improved the healing of the wound. Well, when you reduce inflammation, you get more blood flow to it, and blood brings healing. So if you're looking for willow bark, we like to use willow bark with meadow sweet because they both have salicin, which is rich in anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving action, and that's in the pain and extra-strength pain reliever the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. Cassandra Quave, who is a professor at Emory, said, in many instances, these plants' extracts will disarm the bacteria and prevent it from replicating. They've never seen anything like it, she says. We've always been taught in traditional plant remedies should be, you know, dismissed. They're incapable of fighting infections or doing anything beneficial. See, that's the bias they're taught in scientific schools of research. You know, and medical doctors are taught the same thing. Now, obviously, she says there are many more ways to cure infections, and we need to focus on them in this era of drug-resistant bacteria. Yes, yeah, so you know, that's ignorance, willful ignorance by the medical schools. They're biased against your natural therapies and your natural plants because it's all driven by greed for them, see. Also, Micah Detwiller says, plants have a great wealth of chemical diversity, and they are extremely powerful and important. Well, yeah, Micah, you are correct, but all we have to do is look to the Holy Bible to know that they're important and they're powerful because God said they were. From Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. That's right. So I don't need to look to a field Confederate plant field book for wildcrafting herbs. I can look to the Bible, which is much older, and know that's the truth because God can't lie. So if you want to wait on science, you know, to come up with a newfangled drug from plants that we already have that won't give you side effects, well, then go right ahead and wait for them. But in the meantime, I'm just going to go with the plants because the FDA version of their drugs has side effects. Yep, and it's expensive, and it's toxic to the system, and it's just not whole food medicine that God intended us to use. So when we get away from what God intended us to have, that's when we get in trouble. And that's all the troubles in the world is because we deviated off the path. You know, of course, he gave man free will, but this is why. It's not God's fault. We just decided we knew better. Well, You got healthy compounds in plants. You got alkaloids. You got amino acids. You got vitamins. You got minerals. And these all come into play when you're trying to regenerate and heal something, like your body. So don't put off till tomorrow what you can learn today. My grandparents used to say that all the time, don't procrastinate. So the ancient knowledge of healing is really on a comeback, and it needs to be accessible to everyone for good health, just like water is and air you breathe. So don't let authorities garnish your right to have your God-given plants for health and well-being, foods. Herbs are for the service of man and healing of the nations. God's given you a promise on that. God never backs off a promise. He always follows through, and you can believe it every day, all the time. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a wonderful product catalog that you can access and learn. Little bit of, you know, learning curve, you know, just like you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth as a kid, you're going to learn how to use herbs. And it's a big eye-opener. You take in the power back, you just feel independent and stronger, and you're not so anxious and worried about what may come, because you're going to have alternatives. Highly accessible, professional strength, organic alternatives. So give them a call, get a product catalog. You go to their website and download the catalog if you want. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free number. It's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. 866-229-3663. Of course, you go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. If you're there, sign up for the newsletters because they're free. And twice a week they go out through email to empower you with healthy wellness information that you won't get anywhere else. So they're bent on educating everyone on wellness so you can take better care of yourselves. I'm out of time, and don't forget they're having that 25% off sale, so take advantage of that. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Hope you all have a great weekend. We'll talk soon. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.